Hello, this is Dr. Judah Bunin here for Naturopathic Medicine 101. And one of the questions we get asked most frequently at the clinic is, what is the difference between allergies and sensitivities and food intolerances? And what kind of testing do we offer to look for these food sensitivities or intolerances? So first of all, the difference between allergy sensitivity and intolerance, it's a little bit complicated. But in brief, I'm going to group allergies and sensitivities or hypersensitivities together under one heading, which involves the immune system's response to particular foods. So if you're having an excessive immune reaction, so whether it's your white blood cells or your antibodies of your immune system, if they're responding excessively to a food that you're ingesting, then we're going to call that a food allergy and or a food sensitivity or hypersensitivity. And there are specific tests for those. On the other hand, the term intolerance, a food intolerance, is really more of a general term, meaning it doesn't agree with you. This particular nutrient, this food, maybe it doesn't sit well in your digestive system. It causes symptoms of cramping, bloating, diarrhea, etc. That would be termed a food intolerance. And there's really no scientific test that's going to pick it up, because there's really nothing to measure in your, for example, your immune system when you're just having an intolerance. And I'll give you one example. Hopefully that'll make it clear. And that involves dairy products, one of the most common food sensitivities, allergies, or intolerances. And the difference that we can think of with dairy products is what many people are familiar with, which is a lactose intolerance. And simply put, when you have a lactose intolerance, your digestive system does not digest, break down, and or absorb the sugar lactose that is present in many, but not all, dairy products. So if you lack the enzyme called lactase, and many of us, as we become adults, we do not digest lactose, milk sugar, with this enzyme lactase very well, then we will have symptoms when we ingest much lactose. Gas, again, bloating, and diarrhea are some of the most common symptoms of a lactose intolerance. Now, on the other hand, many people who might be fine with lactose have trouble with milk proteins such as casein. And in this situation, they may produce an immune response to casein, which could result in a whole host of other symptoms, not necessarily digestive related, like nasal congestion or phlegm or mucus production, inflammation in the body, muscle pains and aches, and what might look like arthritis, for example. This sort of a situation we should be able to capture with allergy testing, which brings us to the final topic: what allergy tests for foods do we have at our clinic? And we use something called the IgG blood spot allergy testing through the lab Rocky Mountain Analytical, based in Alberta. And this is a type of a delayed hypersensitivity or delayed allergy test, where we take several drops of blood, we send it off to the lab in Calgary, and they look for an antibody of the IgG class of antibodies in your blood. They actually measure this immune response. And the higher the immune response, the more of this antibody you're producing, the greater the likelihood that this food is causing trouble for you in terms of your immune system. So that is, again, more of what can be referred to as a delayed allergy or delayed hypersensitivity response, where you might ingest that food today and you might not have symptoms for many hours or a day or two. Now, another type of food allergy testing that many people have experienced is a skin scratch or IgE food allergy test or environmental allergy test, where you are many different allergens, environmental things like pollen or animal dander, or possibly foods like shellfish or peanuts, may be scratched onto the surface of your skin at an allergy office, an allergy clinic. And they're going to measure how big of a welt or response your skin has to that. And those food allergy tests or environmental allergy tests are much better for what we call immediate hypersensitivity reactions. When you ingest a food and you develop, say, anaphylactic reactions, hives, trouble breathing, and so on, and where you may be prescribed an EpiPen, that would be the skin-based testing, which is very different from the blood-based testing that we offer at our clinic. So again, if you have any other questions about this, please feel free to reach out to our clinic, send us an email, or give us a call at 506-450-9440, and we'd be happy to talk to you further about that and set up an appointment if you wish. Thanks for listening.